Here we go. Time for another crime report from the city of Baldwin, courtesy of Public Information Officer Scott Stevens. Very funny guy. Officers pulled over a driver who was swerving and driving conspicuously slow, Sue. It was determined the driver was not intoxicated. He was on his way to receive a massage from his girlfriend. His driving speed led us to believe his girlfriend is an atrocious masseuse.
Wow. Yeah. So wait, he was...
A little personal comment there.
You would think that he would have been relaxed afterwards. He hadn't even arrived yet.
An officer observed a vehicle exhibiting suspicious behavior, Sue, and it immediately pulled into a driveway of a residence and remained there for an extended period of time after spotting the officer. Now, the officer contacted the individuals in the car, described as males in their mid-20s, who advised the officer they were, quote, meeting a friend at their parents' house. The officer's suspicion was confirmed when the resident advised the suspects that the child that lived in the house in question was only 11 years old. Nobody had ever seen these guys before.
What?
They were cited for possession of illegal fireworks, providing false information to a police officer. The vehicle was towed so they could not park in random people's driveways upon sight of a police officer in the near future.
How weird would that be?
I know.
Honey, who's in the driveway?
Hey, our kid's 11, you creep. And finally, officers were working with a large retailer in regards to an employee theft. It had been reported that the employee continuously eats enormous amounts of candy while working.
Oh, gross.
Without paying for them.
Ugh.
Upon the completion of their work shift, the employee has been sneaking merchandise out of the store, likely under the influence of a substantial amount of sugar.
Oh, boy.
We are no Willy Wonka, but are working to provide the suspect with a golden ticket to jail. There you go.